Let's call this conference committee to order, and I think the conference, the differences are, is when Senator Rosen changed it to the state Senate language, she inadvertently eliminated three of the amendments we had on the House bill, and then they added one for Senator Skoy for natural gas system for the city of Manoman.
City of Manoman.
And I think I'll recognize Senator Skoy to describe that. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman. And you know, I really want to thank Senator Rosen for allowing me to bring this issue forward in her bill, because it was very generous of her to allow this to happen. This is a issue in the city of Manoman where they would like to do a joint venture with the White Earth Indian Band and potentially the counties to bring natural gas into the city of Manoman. There's a couple of issues that revolve around this. One is the closest main line is around 30 miles away, so there's significant cost bringing that main line into the city. And the other area that the reason for the joint venture is because in order to make it economical to hook up all the houses, you have to include all of the large facilities in the community, which are the school, county courthouse, watershed district, and the casino, which would be a very large user of natural gas. And that would make it economically viable to bring natural gas into the community. We all know what the price of propane and fuel oil, that it would be significant savings to the community. Now, I understand that there are some issues revolving around this that we're probably not going to be able to move forward this year, but I do have a commitment from Representative Hackbarth through Representative Gunther that this will get a hearing in the House next year. And obviously, it moved through the Senate under Senator Rosen's committee this year. So I would expect that we would again move forward in the Senate, and we'll expect to have a companion bill get heard in the House. So
absolutely.
Appreciate that. Appreciate the time to discuss this in front of the conference committee today. And thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Senator.
With that, Senator Rosen would like to have Mr. Fuller explain your amendment so we know it for next year.
Does everybody have a copy of the amendment?
No.
Well, I think I can probably do that.
Okay. That'd be great if you could.
Yeah.
Do we have, we need copies, so. No, thank you.
What happens, and I've carried language similar to this a number of times, where we're trying to have joint powers board or government relations between local governments and the federally recognized bands that are in Minnesota. And without specific statutory authority from the state, many times they can't do these joint ventures. An example of one is where in Red Lake, they were doing a joint maintenance venture that saved the state a lot of money. It actually saved Red Lake some money and provided better snow plowing. Well, we had to bring specific authority forward to allow that to occur, because they're not listed as a local government. They are a federally recognized tribe. I think I've carried comparable language to this probably about four times. This might be the fourth time. And so what we're trying to do is to allow this joint venture to go forward with the local governments and the federally recognized tribe. There would be ownership of the gas distribution network between the local governments and the tribe, but there would be no majority without two of the members of the joint powers agreeing. So no one organization could force their way or their will on the other bodies. These are all elected people representing all of the organizations, the counties, the city, and the tribe, so they would have, elected representatives on these boards. And, if we could save the community some money, it would be really good. Manoman For those of you who don't know the geography of it, Mahnomen County is wholly within the White Earth Reservation, has a significant amount of its land is government-owned, it's not taxable. They are the highest property tax rate county in the state, and one of the poorest counties in the state, if not the country. And so if we could save them some money and provide energy savings, it would be a good thing to do for that area of north central Minnesota.
Thank you very much. And I certainly look forward to next year and having this done. And with that, we have the three amendments that were on here from the House when it went to the Senate. I described those amendments earlier. Does anybody have any question about those amendments? Senator Peterson, were you here when I talked about the amendments that we have?
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
With that, I will move the House's position. All in favor of any discussion? All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It wasn't the shortest conference committee, but it was close.
If I had talked a little less, it could have been. You want to sign?
Huh? Yeah, we will have it.
We'll get to you. Not ready now.
Yeah. Well, I think the revisor has got... We also have to make another motion that the revisor can make any technical corrections that are necessary. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. And with that, as soon as we get the place for his time, we'll have somebody come see you. We'll get it done as soon as possible so we can get this part of law. Thank you very much.
We're adjourned.